This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Cervidil. Active ingredient, dinoprostone. This leaflet provides important information about using Cervidil. You should also speak to your doctor or midwife if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about being given Cervidil. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given Cervidil? Cervidil can be used to prepare the birth canal in women who require and have favorable features for induction of labor after 37 weeks of pregnancy have been completed. It helps the part of the birth canal known as the cervix to soften and open to allow the baby through. There can be several reasons why you might need treatment with Cervidil. Ask your doctor if you would like to know more. Cervidil contains the active ingredient dinoprostone, also known as prostaglandin E2 or PGE2. PGE2 also occurs naturally in the body and has an important role during childbirth. Cervidil comes in the form of a pessary, vaginal insert which is placed in the vagina before the start of labor. The pessary is held within a pouch attached to a withdrawal tape. Pouch and tape are made of knitted polyester yarn. When placed in the vagina, the pessary takes up some of the moisture there. This allows the active ingredient, dinoprostone, to be released at a constant rate until the pessary is removed by your doctor or midwife by pulling the withdrawal tape. Cervidil must only be used in a hospital setting by healthcare professionals trained in the care of women and babies during pregnancy and childbirth. Facilities for continuous monitoring of you and your baby must be available. Ask your doctor or midwife if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Cervidil for another reason. What should I know before I am given Cervidil? Warnings. Cervidil should not be used if you are allergic to dinoprostone or any of the ingredients, e.g. urethane listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have had previous womb surgery, including cesarean section or rupture of the cervix or the womb. You have had unexplained vaginal bleeding during this pregnancy. You are carrying more than one baby. There is any reason why you should not have a vaginal delivery, e.g., active genital herpes, or if the placenta is blocking the birth canal. Your baby's head is too big, or the size of your pelvis is too small for a vaginal delivery. Your baby is not in the normal position for birth, including if your baby is in a breech position, not head down into the pelvis. You have untreated pelvic inflammatory disease, an infection in the womb, ovaries, tubes and/or cervix. It is suspected, or tests show, your baby is unwell, or not growing. Your doctor will not give you Cervidil, or will remove it, after it has been given to you. If your contractions are too strong, or prolonged. If your baby becomes distressed. Once labor starts. If you experience nausea, or vomiting. If your blood pressure drops, or if you have an elevated heart rate. If, following insertion, your cervix still hasn't softened and opened enough in 24 hours. If you need to be given a medicine such as oxytocin to help your labor progress, there is limited experience of using Cervidil if your waters have already broken. Your doctor will remove Cervidil after it has been given to you if your waters break or are going to be broken by the doctor. Check with your doctor if you had difficulties or unusually strong or prolonged contractions delivering a previous baby, have had more than 3 full-term deliveries, have or have had any other medical conditions such as problems with your heart or blood pressure, glaucoma, raised pressure in the eye, epilepsy, asthma, liver, lung, or kidney disease, are 35 years or older or younger than 18 years of age, have had complications during this pregnancy, e.g. gestational diabetes, low blood pressure, thyroid problems, or if your pregnancy has passed 40 weeks, take any medicines for any other condition, see section 3. What if I'm taking other medicines? You will be examined carefully before being given Cervidil to determine if Cervidil is the right treatment for you. This will include a vaginal examination to check the condition of your cervix and whether the membranes around the baby are intact. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Cervidil is used to help start the birth process, provided that 37 weeks of pregnancy have been completed. Cervidil should not be used at other phases of pregnancy. The use of Cervidil during breastfeeding has not been investigated. A small amount of the active ingredient in Cervidil may pass into breast milk for a short time, but this should not hinder breastfeeding. No effects on the breastfed newborn have been observed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or midwife if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. You must not be given Cervidil. If you're being given, or will be given within the next 30 minutes, other medicines to make your womb contract, or bring on, induced labor, e.g. oxytocin, you should also stop taking aspirin, or any other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, known as NSAIDs, before Cervidil is used. Some examples of NSAIDs are naproxen, diclofenac, and ibuprofen. Check with your doctor or midwife if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these could affect Cervidil. How will I be given Cervidil? How much you will be given? Cervidil is given as one pessary placed into the vagina once only. Dinoprostone is slowly released from the cervidal pessary, while it remains in place. Use of a second pessary is not recommended, as the effects of a second dose have not been studied. When you will be given Cervidil? You will be given Cervidil when you have completed at least 37 weeks of pregnancy, and before your labor has started. Cervidil is used to help start the birth process. There can be several reasons why you might need help to start this process. Ask your doctor or midwife if you would like to know more. How you are given Cervidil? Cervidil must only be used in a hospital setting by healthcare professionals trained in the care of women and babies during pregnancy and childbirth. Facilities for continuous monitoring of you and your baby must be available. Your doctor or midwife will place one pessary next to the cervix in your vagina. You should not do this yourself. Your doctor or midwife will coat the pessary with a small amount of lubricating jelly before putting it in place. Enough of the withdrawal tape will be left outside the vagina so that the pessary can be easily pulled out when it is time to remove it. You should be lying down during this procedure, and you will have to stay that way for about 30 minutes after the pessary is put in. When placed in position, the pessary takes up some of the moisture there. This allows the dinoprostone to be slowly released. When Cervidil will be removed, your doctor or midwife will decide how long Cervidil needs to be kept in place, depending on your progress. Cervidil can be left in place for a maximum of 24 hours. For example, they may remove the cervidal pessary if your uterus is contracting too strongly, your labor has started, your waters have broken, your doctor wants to use a different medicine to help your womb contract, e.g. oxytocin, you or your baby is experiencing adverse effects. Your doctor or midwife will remove the pessary by gently pulling the withdrawal tape. On removal from the vagina, the pessary will have swollen to 2 to 3 times of its original size and will be pliable. What should I know while using Cervidil? Things you should do. Cervidil can be left in place for a maximum of 24 hours depending on your progress. Whilst the pessary remains in place, you will be examined regularly, amongst other things, for opening of your cervix, uterine contractions, the continuing health of you and your baby. Tell your doctor or midwife if you experience any nausea or vomiting, or if you feel unwell in other ways. They may decide to remove the pessary if you have adverse effects. Things you should not do. Do not remove the pessary yourself. Cervidil should only be inserted and removed by trained healthcare professionals looking after your medicine. Cervidil is kept in a freezer and removed from the freezer immediately before use. It is stored in the hospital, getting rid of any unwanted medicine. The used pessary will be disposed of by the hospital as clinical waste. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or midwife if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor or midwife if you notice any of the following and they worry you: headache, itching, feeling of burning in the genitals, fever, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. These side effects are not usually serious, but can become serious. Talk to your doctor or midwife if you have any concerns. Some side effects will be monitored by your healthcare team, for example, discolored amniotic fluid, decrease in blood pressure, slow progress of the birthing process, slow shrinking of the womb after delivery, swelling of the genitals. Some side effects can be serious, for example, increased or abnormal contractions of the womb which may or may not affect the baby. Placenta detaches from the wall of the womb before the baby is delivered. Heavy bleeding from the vagina following delivery. Hypersensitivity reaction and severe allergic reactions. Anaphylactic reaction, which can include difficult breathing, shortness of breath, weak or rapid pulse, dizziness, redness of skin and rash. Disseminated intravascular coagulation, DIC, a rare condition which affects blood clotting and can lead to serious bleeding, possibly from multiple sites. Anaphylactoid syndrome of pregnancy, a rare condition caused when the amniotic fluid that surrounds the baby in the womb passes into the mother's bloodstream during delivery and blocks a blood vessel. This can lead to shortness of breath, low blood pressure, anxiety, chills, seizures, coma, bleeding and fluid in the lungs. Possible effects on your baby. Signs of distress, e.g. heart rate faster or slower than normal. Depressed apgar score, measures how well the baby is doing immediately after birth. Difficulty breathing after birth. Jaundice, yellowing of skin and eyes. These are very serious side effects, which can be life-threatening. They need urgent medical attention. Your doctor and midwife will monitor you and remove the cervical pessary if your contractions become too strong. If contractions become too strong, there are risks to both the mother and baby, e.g. tearing of the womb and fetal distress, which in very severe cases can result in loss of the baby. Tell your doctor or midwife if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop using any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Cervital contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Dinoprostone. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. The active ingredient is contained in a plastic, polyurethane sustained release specimen made of hexane trial with macrogol 8000/isocyanate cross-linked hydrogel copolymer. Potential allergens. Urethane. The pessary is held within a pouch attached to a withdrawal tape. Pouch and tape are made of knitted polyester yarn. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Cervital looks like. The cervical pessary is a small piece of plastic in the shape of a rectangle with rounded corners, contained in a knitted retrieval system, in the pouch with the withdrawal tape. The plastic piece is a hydrogel polymer which swells in the presence of moisture to release dinoprostone. The retrieval system has a long tape which allows the doctor or midwife to remove it when necessary. Cervital contains 10 mg dinoprostone as a pessary in an aluminium/polyethylene foil sachet. Each sachet contains one pessary, OSTAR 81391. Who distributes Cervital? Cervital is distributed in Australia by Ferring Pharmaceuticals Pty Ltd. Suite 2, Level 1, Building 1, 20 Bridge Street, Pimble, New South Wales 20733. Cervital is a registered trademark of Ferring BV. This leaflet was prepared in September 2022. DOCS-37784 V4E.